This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Welcome to a Platinum Jubilee edition of our Song of the Week, marking 7 decades on the throne for the only monarch most of her subjects, from Queenstown in Blackpool to Queenstown, New Zealand, Queenstown, Alberta to Queenstown, Tasmania, the only monarch most of her subjects have ever known. Let us begin where it began for her. Her Majesty is the only sovereign in the history of the world to have ascended to the throne in a treetop in Kenya. She went up the tree a princess and descended the following morning as a queen. Here is her most famous Kenyan subject, at least musically speaking, Roger Whittaker, with the first specifically regal hit of the new reign. On Ronald Binge's original manuscript for this music, the title, written in his own hand, reads The Man in the Street. But somewhere in those first days of a new reign in 1952, he got the idea to rename it for a young queen and the hopes of her peoples, Elizabethan Serenade. I'm a great fan of Ronald Binge and mid-20th century English light music, but this show is not Stein's Tune of the Week, but Song of the Week, which requires more than whistling. Are there any lyrics to this tune? Why, yes, there are.
Von der alten Allee klingt Hines zum See und von jedem Baum, es ist wie ein Traum. Elisabeth.
Wait a minute, they're suddenly singing about Elizabeth, but every other word in the song seems to be in German, which is hardly in the spirit. But that's the funny thing about Elizabethan Serenade. It has lyrics about Elizabeth in German, in French, in Dutch, and even Finnish. A Finnish lyric about Elizabeth, but the English lyric to Elizabethan Serenade is all about a river where the gentle Avon flows. Perhaps it's just as well. It's easier to write a regal tune than a regal lyric.
In a golden coach there's a heart of gold driving through old London town with the sweetest queen the world's ever seen, wearing her golden crown as she drives in state through the palace gate, her beauty the whole world will see. In a golden coach that belongs to you and me.
Dickie Valentine in A Golden Coach, There's a Heart of Gold, written by Ronald Jameson and Harold Leon. And I'd like to be able to say that was a massive hit for all three, but it wasn't, not really. Not considering they had the massive marketing and promotional tie-in of a coronation watched by everyone around the planet who could get within sight of a television set. Despite that, it could get no higher than number 7 on the UK hit parade.
As she drives in state through the palace gate, her beauty the whole world will see. In a golden coach, there's a heart of gold that belongs to you and me.
The only hit Broadway musical written about a royal jubilee is the 1935 smash called Jubilee. Cole Porter and Moss Hart had been much taken by newspaper coverage of King George V's Silver Jubilee earlier that year, and so Moss Hart created a fictional royal family observing a fictional jubilee, played out to some great Cole Porter songs. Seriously great. Just one of those things and begin the begin. But here is Cole Porter himself singing what he evidently considered one of the highlights of the score, a song about a benevolent king's gift to his people.
What a nice municipal park, not too big and yet not too small. Yes, it was given by the king on his birthday last year, and there are no regulations at all. What a rare municipal park. You can walk on the grass, you can picnic anywhere. When you ride on the switchback, no one ever takes your fare. And if you're fond of swimming, there's a pool over there where you can go in absolutely stark. What a nice municipal park. If a lover of flowers, you can pluck them at your ease. In the zoo, you can feed the monkeys anything you please. And if you find me fond of Elamour beneath the trees, you don't even have to wait until it's dark. What a swell municipal park. What a nice municipal park. What a rare municipal park. When a city ordinance will kill your chances when you feel the need of a lark. What a kindly king he must be. What a most unselfish monarch, who instead of building castles gives his vassals such a nice municipal park, such a swell municipal park.
And if you're fond of swimming, there's a pool over there where you can go in absolutely stark. What a nice municipal park. Cute and very Cole Porter. But when you write a song about a nice municipal park, you're unlikely to crack the top 10, right? Not necessarily. Here is a famous song about a very nice municipal park full of charming features: the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that my heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across away, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
The favorite song of not only Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, but also apparently of our beloved Queen Mother, even though it's catchpenny sentiments. That small cafe, the children's carousel, are a virtual laundry list of experiences denied to a king and queen. Most couples have done these things, sat in cafes, walked in parks. But one of the few who almost certainly hadn't were the Queen Mum and King George VI. Even when she and Prince Albert were courting, you'd be unlikely to find a Bowes lion in a Lion's Corner house.
I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I doubt the Queen Mother ever visited a municipal park except to name it after her husband. Yet the imagery of love songs is a kind of aspirational ordinariness, the ennobling of trivialities. And they speak to princes as well as paupers. I've mentioned before the Queen Mum remembering every word of Jerome Kern and P.G. Wodehouse's entirely forgotten song, Dancing Time, six decades later. The Queen is said to be absolutely word perfect on this.
I'm leaning on a lamp. I know I look just like a tramp. Oh, you may think I'm hanging round to steal a cab. But no, I'm not a crook. And if you think that's what I look, I'll tell you why I'm here and what my motives are. I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Oh me, oh my, I hope the little lady comes by.
Is there any song less regal? Has the Queen ever leaned on a lamppost? No. We, her subjects, lean on lampposts in case a certain little lady comes by in her gold coach. And yet Her Majesty is a huge George Formby fan. A few years ago, she was invited to become president of the George Formby Appreciation Society. And her courtiers had regretfully to advise that one could be head of the Commonwealth or head of the George Formby Appreciation Society, but not both. The Queen Mum liked songs about that park across the way. Her daughter preferred to be leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street. That's Noel Gay from his great British musical Me and My Girl. Prefer the Broadway guys, but within a couple of years of Me and My Girl, there was a big logjam of American musicals waiting to come to London, yet unable to do so because of the World War. After Victory, the first one to make it over to the West End in 1947 was Rodgers and Hammerstein's landmark smash, Oklahoma. And the opening night performance on April the 30th, 1947 was by Royal Command. The King and Queen were there, and their daughters, Elizabeth and Margaret, and accompanying the royal party was, as he was then styled, Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten of the Royal Navy. Princess Elizabeth never forgot that night.
Hark! Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma, where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Hark! Oklahoma,
night we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
Little we belong to the land.
Your home and the land
we belong to is grand.
If we die, if we die, if we die.
The Queen will occasionally cite that as one of her favourite songs, but it wasn't really the one she and Lieutenant Mountbatten took home that first night in 1947. Oklahoma doesn't have much of a plot. It's all about which guy gets to take the girl to a picnic. But Rodgers and Hammerstein took it seriously enough to agonise about what kind of duet you could write for two such lovers. We all know Laurie and Curly are in love, but they don't seem to know, or at least they don't seem able to acknowledge it. So how can they sing I Love You? As Oscar Hammerstein put it, quote, "After talking this over for a long time, Dick and I hit upon the idea of having the lovers warn each other against any show of tenderness, lest other people think they were in love." Unquote. Could there be any more perfect song for a young princess and a naval lieutenant on their first very discreet night out on the town? People will say we're in love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Don't praise my charm too much. Don't look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much. Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. We're in love.
It's not hard to see why that would be the song Princess Elizabeth and her dashing lieutenant took home with them in April 1947, and the song that stayed with them in the few months before their wedding in November, and the song that remained with them for the rest of their married life. Rodgers and Hammerstein had come up with a way for people who, for whatever reason, can't shout "I love you" from the rooftops to nevertheless say just that. And having hit on the idea, they made it a kind of mini genre of Broadway song. From Carousel.
If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles, I'd go.
And from The King and I.
In a shadow, we hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day to be free. To kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what you see. Behold how my lover loves me.
As sung by Tuptim at the royal court in Siam to her lover Lun Ta. We kiss in a shadow. We hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day to be free. To kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what you see. Behold how my lover loves me. Has there ever been a better song for royal lovers alone in our secret, unable to let anyone behold how my lover loves me? At the coronation, when Princess Margaret casually plucked a piece of fluff from Group Captain Peter Townsend's coat, that one small act of intimacy betrayed their secret to the world. Princess Elizabeth would not have done that. Lieutenant Mountbatten was by no means an ideal match for the heir to the throne. The scion of a minor and insecure royal house with an inordinate number of sisters who'd married Nazis. In the People Will Say We're in Love scene, Her Royal Highness saw herself and her lieutenant in an Oklahoma farm girl and her cowboy, and that led to a broader and lasting affection for the entire milieu of the show. In 1951, now married, the Princess and the Duke of Edinburgh set off for Canada in place of her ailing father. The highlight of the trip was a square dance the Governor-General, Viscount Alexander and Lady Alexander threw for the royal couple in Ottawa. They'd never square danced before, but they'd done enough Highland dancing at Balmoral to pick up the steps. And just for a moment, their Royal Highnesses were Laurie and Carly. A few years back, I had the great pleasure of being invited to Buckingham Palace for a small private dinner. I would have liked to have asked about favourite music, but the conversation was rather serious that night. Nonetheless, People Will Say We're in Love is a fine song to cling to through the years. This isn't a big show tune version such as they heard back in 1947, but a rather intimate interpretation that I happen to like very much from a singer that I happen to like very much, Miss Stacey Kent.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Stacey Kent, and that's her husband, Jim Tomlinson, on saxophone and doing those little fills between her vocal lines. People Will Say We're In Love by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. The Our Song, Song of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh from 1947 and down through the decades.
Don't praise my charm too much. Look so vain with me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much. Don't keep your so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in love.
A song from me to you and to Her Majesty the Queen upon an historic jubilee.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.